maybe you thought you could literally never get tired of eating pasta or whatever your go-to standby might be. But when you're cooking most every meal at home and making runs to the grocery as rarely as possible, we can start to get tired of the same thing again and again. Our next guest has some ideas for magical ingredients that can add new life to old recipes. We want to hear from you, too, if you have one of them. If you have a pantry item you rely on to spice things up a bit, maybe a particular spice or condiment or sprinkle of something, call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Eliza Abarbanel is the assistant editor at Bon Appetit's Healthy-ish. She's going to share at least some of the 17 pantry staples the staff are relying on right now. Eliza, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, these 17 ideas cover a lot of ground. Can you talk about this idea of that one ingredient that you can have around that can add new life to a lot of different kinds of dishes?
Sure. I think, you know, there are kind of two kinds of pantry staples. There are the canned chickpeas, the beans, the pasta that you eat every day. And then there are the supercharged ingredients that we're adding to everything else. And myself and my coworkers are definitely passionate about having a big lineup of condiments and spices and sprinkles on hand. And this list is kind of just a compilation of our greatest hits right now.
And a fun thing about this is, you know, you're not just buying this one unique ingredient to make this one unique recipe, right? This is something that it's going to be flexible and add to a lot of different kinds of dishes.
Absolutely. You know, I think tahini is a good example of something that I use at least once a day. But, you know, I could be stirring some of this sesame seed paste into a blueberry smoothie in the morning. And then for lunch, maybe I'll use it to make a quick dressing for a salad or for a grain bowl. And then for dinner.
Oop, Eliza's breaking up.
Putting it on top of that.
Sorry, you broke up just a bit there. And can you talk about what the tahini adds? I mean, I think it is this kind of creamy thing, but it's got a flavor too. Can you talk about what tahini adds to these different dishes and smoothies and whatnot?
Sure. You know, I think the creaminess and the texture of it is very good on one level, just because you can use it to make an emulsified dressing, but then it has that kind of savory, nutty flavor, almost like a peanut butter, if you will, that I find delicious with just about everything. But I also really love peanut butter and all kinds of nut butters, too.
Now, another one that you added to the Bon Appetit list here, I think a lot of people have some kind of chilies or chili powder or chili flakes they add to a lot of different things. You've got a particular one that I got to admit I'm not familiar with, Calabrian. Am I saying it right? Chilies?
Yeah, you know, I think your guess is as good as mine. I would say Calabrian chilies. And I really do love cooking with dried chilies. I have maybe four or five kinds in my pantry right now, but these Calabrian chilies are whole chilies packed in safflower oil, and they're incredibly spicy and very fresh and fruity. It almost is herbaceous, and I don't have any herbs on hand right now, but I can chop up some of those chilies and, you know, I added them to a pasta last night, and it had that very fresh, fiery quality that I really crave.
Now, for people, you know, I used to be able to eat spicier food. I can't like I used to could. Can a little bit go a long way here with these Calabrian chilies?
Yes, a little bit definitely goes a long way. And because they're packed in oil, if you don't want to chop up even half a chili and have those seeds, which carry a lot of the heat, you can just spoon out a little bit of the oil and add that into your pasta, and it'll still infuse everything with that flavor.
And then another one that you added to the list is harissa. Now, this is one I've heard of, but I got to say, I don't think I've ever used it. Can you tell us about harissa?
Yeah, harissa comes normally in a jar. It is a pepper paste that comes from North Africa that has bell peppers mixed with chili peppers and garlic. And you know, something that's good about it is that the heat level can really vary dramatically depending on the brand that you're buying from the store. So especially if you are a little adverse to heat, you can opt for a mild one, which will have much more of that bell pepper flavor than the chili pepper, and use that to toss it in vegetables before you roast them. Or I really like to make meatballs and put a couple spoonfuls of harissa into the meatball mix, and then they come out beautifully browned and delicious.
Yeah, there's one recipe we noticed that's one of the meatballs, a sheet pan chicken meatballs with tomatoes and chickpeas. What does the harissa do for that?
That is such a good recipe. It's kind of embarrassing how much I serve it to my friends, but the harissa goes into the chickpeas and the tomatoes in addition to the meatballs themselves. So everything kind of roasts on one sheet pan and gets caramelized, and the pepper flavor deepens as you're roasting it. So it kind of makes this delicious, homogeneous tray of goodness.
Yum. Don't be embarrassed about serving that. I would gladly eat that right now. Eliza Abarbanel is with us.
Over.
Eliza Abarbanel is with us from Bon Appetit. She's sharing some great ingredients that add a lot to a lot of different kinds of dishes. By the way, that recipe we just mentioned and a bunch of others, they're up on the Bon Appetit website. You can find that linked, by the way, at the Central Time website. You can find that WPR.org/Central Time. You can get that and many other recipes there. We heard from Gary, who called in and couldn't stay on the line. He said he loves tagine. He says it's a Mexican spice blend that gives a little bit of lime, acidic flavor, which is great when you don't have so many fresh things on hand. Tagine, is that one you're familiar with?
Yeah, tahine, is
okay.
So good. It's really good on fresh fruit, actually, if you like that kind of sweet, spicy, salty flavor.
That sounds great. Now, another one, I think this is from one of your colleagues, shared miso. And I often have a thing of miso, like that goopy version of it that you can really quick make soup with. And that's all I usually do with it. Can you talk about that as an additional ingredient in other recipes?
Absolutely. Miso is something that, you know, I think a lot of people love because it has this really umami-packed kind of sweet flavor. And if you like miso soup but want to try other things, you can stir it into salad dressings. It also is surprisingly good in sweet applications. Miso nut butter, if you are tired of your, if you are making your own peanut butter and blend in a spoonful of miso, that's a great way to do it. Also, if you're making a fruit crumble, you can add miso into the crumble topping, and it's very delightful and surprising.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's pick one more. Now, sesame seeds, the humble sesame seed. I have them in my spice cabinet. I never really know what to do with them. What can I do with those sesame seeds to make another dish pop?
I would really encourage you to add them to basically anything that you're making, but make sure that they're toasted first. I don't know if yours come toasted. If they don't, it's pretty easy to just put them on a sheet pan and toast them in the oven, which I find gets them more evenly toasted than doing them on the stove, but whatever works best for you. And that really brings out that nutty flavor. And I really like to add sesame seeds to salads, especially when I don't have breadcrumbs on hand, just for a little bit of texture and crunch.
Now, am I toasting those on a high heat for a little time or a low heat for a long time?
If you're doing them in the oven, I would do them around 300 or 350 Fahrenheit and just kind of keep an eye on them and shake them, and they'll go pretty fast. I can tell you've been burned before with sesame seeds. Who hasn't?
Maybe you can give me a bit of advice. I have a magic ingredient that I put in everything, either sauerkraut or kimchi. Like, I found great live culture ones. I would put them in everything if I could. But then there's my family who don't want the taste. They don't want the smell in the house. Is there another ingredient that can give me some of, I don't know what that is, the acid and that fermented flavor without offending 75% of my household? I'm putting you on the spot here.
No, I think something that you might want to try instead of trying to get an ingredient that isn't quite as fermented, which I think that's the quality that you really love about it, is if you rinse kimchi or sauerkraut with a little bit of water, that will kind of take some of that aggressive fermented flavor off of it and still, you know, leave it inside, and it kind of will be toned down. And I also really like making quesadillas with kimchi in them. And that might be a good way to convince people to give it a try with a lot of cheese.
That sounds like a good plan. Or I may just stick with the current plan where Rob goes on the back porch to eat his kimchi. Eliza, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Eliza Abarbanel, assistant editor of Healthy-ish, Bon Appetit's wellness site. You can find the full list of the 17 recommended pantry ingredients over at our website, wpr.org/centraltime. Bon Appetit has this list of a bunch of ingredients you could maybe pick up next time you venture to the grocery store, and recipes to go along with a lot of them. You can share yours, by the way, if you have that magical ingredient that zests up even the most boring dish or the one you've had again and again and again, maybe in recent days in particular. Let us know what it is. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR, or you can email ideas@WPR.org. Got an email from a listener who says the best way to use sesame seeds is to add them to bread dough with aged Swiss cheese. Ooh, that sounds really good. Sesame Swiss bread. I would eat that. Well, how about you? Share yours. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR.